second jewel. You cannot say, I mean, to the second jewel, you give him reason. I mean, then he must be of his mind. He already took one jewel. So Mitzat, the Isa Shmuye, he's already Michuyev, he's already bound by all the Onshim of Shmuye because of the first Shmuye. So how can the second Shmuye be a measure of, a necessary measure of zeros? Of course, I mean, if it will, so a necessary, and you cannot say that it will be another Chizuk. Why? Because like this, he'll be high onshin once, and if he's even two shmuyes, he's high onshin twice. But since Nishmal Kaim's mitzvah is mutka chalesi, so by taking the second shmuye, it will not accelerate the onshin. So what kind of an added zeros is it? So it's not, it doesn't serve as a measure of zeros. If it doesn't serve as a measure of zeros, so maybe it's a show. So maybe it's Yeshua Shom. Oh, Adam Yishma Vishim, we can shnim Yishma Shom, Vahim Ed Amunon, 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 The other shame doesn't appear, but the way that there is no Nachkimine, I mean, from all the shame it appears, that the number of Abdidu ends, nine shame is going to come to Mitzvah, Shemema, Omer Abdidu Amrav, Shemema, nine shame is going to come to Mitzvah, Shemema, Nishbat, Yachayim, and Mishmash, and Sikach. End of quote. Then the Gemara asks, Vareu, Mishbe, Vareim, and Vare Sinayu, Eru, O Kamash, and Shor, Yisrael, Zor, Zanav. This is how all the shame explain it. But from the Gitvo, it's not Shema, that Mishpat Yitzchakho is not the end of God. In other words, it's all part and parcel of Rabbi's memory. And Rabbi says, Now she is going to become some mitzvah. She will not Mishpat Yitzchakho, she will Mishpat Yitzchakho. So Rabbi himself asks, Vale Mishpat Yitzchakho, Mar Sinai, so how did David do it? So Rabbi is asking Ikashe, he's directing himself against God. Elo, it's Rabbi gives the Teret. אבל הוקמה של יש לו זנב שלי. יותר, one second, one second. אבל הוקמה של נבחור, לשאול עם יש לו זנב שלי. תשמע את זה. כלומר, אני חוזר במילה יש לו המצווה, שובר עם יש לו זנב שלי לקיום לבשווה, כי היא במצווה בגופה. So it says, כלומר, אני חוזר במילה יש, מן המצווה, שובר עם יש לו זנב שלי לקיום לבשווה, כי היא במצווה בגופה. וקיימלי דימוקים שלו עושה ולהב יש לשון. So he emphasizes, he חוזר עם יאיש מן המצווה, שור המוסרו זה נפשי. One second, please, let me finish it. He חוזר עם יאיש מן המצווה, שור המוסרו זה נפשי, וגימו לי בשווה, כאילו דימצווה דיגופה, וקיימלי דימוקים שלו עושה. So in other words, he stipulates, when is it שור? He חוזר עם יאיש מן המצווה, If he realizes, if he takes notice of the fact that he's neglectful, that he needs chizuk, he's not strong in overcoming temptation. So then, we can keep the mitzvah in good faith. What does he mean, keep the mitzvah in good faith? In other words, there is no heter. Why does he emphasize keep the mitzvah in good faith? Keep the mitzvah! What do you say, keep the mitzvah in good faith? The answer is what he is trying to tell us. Let's say, suppose, someone feels that he doesn't give enough stocking. He doesn't give enough stocking. And he needs chizuk now. So he'll take his shvuah that he'll give stocking. Whenever someone asks him for money, he'll give. So he's not allowed to take his shvuah. Why? Unless he's a millionaire. So he has no possibilities that he will not be able to do it. But if he's not very rich, and there's a possibility, maybe your money will ask him and he won't matter. So in such a case, he will not, even if he feels that he is weak in giving zakah, he always succumbs to temptation as far as giving of zakah is concerned. Because at one time he didn't give zakah because he needed the money for himself, and another time. So in such a case, and so if he is a millionaire, he is very rich, and there is no possibilities that he will not be able to do it, and if he wants to do it. So then of course he can, it's a mitzvah for him to take a shoe. But suppose he's a man of limited means, and there is always a possibility that in any specific occasion when a nonny will ask him, he will not be able to give. So then, even though he feels weak, so he's not allowed to take a shoe. That's why he emphasizes, he spells out, kim di mitzvah di gufe, vi kayamli di mekim shiose. Mitzvah di gufe, in other words, if the mitzvah could be done with his goof, it's not something that requires money. If it is something that requires money, so he might be told with as a chayev. So even if he's miyayish la mitzvah, even if he realizes that he is stingy and he always succumbs to pressure from his wife, from this one, from that one, he should give. So he's still not allowed to take his way, because it's not mitzvah buffet. Maybe next week the opportunity will be somebody will ask him and money will ask him for tzedakah, and it will be mamish impossible for him to give. So maybe there is no heaven. But if it's a mitzvah buffet, I could not feel so. That's totally within his control. It's not within the control of others. But in a chaname, suppose it has to do with tzedakah, and he's a millionaire, I mean, when it's completely within his control to give all the money that he wants to give, so then he's not mitzvah di gufei. But he spells out mitzvah di gufei. Because if it has to do with giving tzedakah, so then it is, there is a possibility that he will not even be able to be mekayem. So then there is no heter. And if there is no heter, so it's in mishlashon. Because without exeris hakosev nishbat mekayem as a measure of zeros, so mekayem is the same aloha as the latin. So a kid in the mitzvah di gufei, mekayem in the mekim shivase. In other words, he also has to be certain that he'll fulfill the shvuah. Because sometimes when people are weak, so it all depends. Sometimes a person feels that he has been weak in resisting pressure and temptation, but he is determined with the utmost firmness to change. So in such a case, he can take his shvuah. But if he himself realizes on one hand that he is weak and he wants to change, and he also has misgivings as to whether he will be able to fulfill it, then he has no other. In other words, if the person realizes that he has been very neglectful in the fulfillment of mitzvahs and he wants to take his way, but if he does not have the firm determination, no matter what, that I'm going to fulfill the shvuah, then he's not allowed to take the shvuah, and then it's a shvuah shock. So he says, "Kim di mitzvah di gufei, v'kovu al b'meikim shvuase." In other words, if he is convinced with the utmost determination that he is going to fulfill the shvuah, so you will have a shvuah shock. So under such circumstances, it's not a shvuah shock, but under other circumstances, it is a shvuah shock. Why? Because for the same reason that nishbal vater is a mitzvah is a shvuah shock, so nishbal mekayem is a mitzvah should also be a shvuah shock. For the same reason. After all, both are deduced from the same pasuk, from the same psukim, according to the Ramban. Because we have two psukim. One pasuk is lo ya'aleh ma'aroy v'shus, ma'atove v'shus, ma'aroy v'shus. And ma'aroy v'shus, ha'atove v'shus. We give them v'shus. And then we have the drosha of dwelling mecher, av mecher v'chatzi shamayim. So anyway, so we don't have any extra pasuk that nishbal vater samitzvah is shvuah shock. So the question arises, why is nishbal vater samitzvah shvuah shock? Or we have exeris hakosuv of lo'aleh. So that exeris hakosuv only implies that it's mufkeh of bidu. We have exeris hakosuv dwelling mecher, av mecher v'chatzi shamayim. So that only implies that it's mufkeh of chaleitzi. But where does it say that it's shvuah shock? So the answer is, according to the Ritva, if a shvuah is mufka, if a shvuah of osi is mufka of chaleitzi, so the name is shvuah. If it's a shvuah of ova, שממילא איך בשבוי הרובה יש בו חלייסי אבל בשבוי הרובה שאין את האסנס is to verify a certain fact. But the Shmuel Avosi is not to verify a certain fact. It's Avosi. How can you verify Avosi? So, Melee, it's not sure because it is Chal. But if it isn't Chal, Melee Chov. So Chov if it isn't Chal. It's like Nishba Alei Chueitz. It's like taking a Shmuel that the 2 is 2, the 2 plus 2 is equal to 4, so it's a Shmuel show. So maybe if someone takes a Shmuel, and someone takes a Shmuel Avosi, and it's not Chal, so it's show. That's the reason why Mishmuel Avosi is a Mitzvah show. So then the question arises, so Mishmuel times a Mitzvah according to the Rambam Shittah, is also Michal in the same Psukim as the Avosi is a Mitzvah. Bringing the parasha of Lora Leitiv, bringing the parasha of Yachel according to Rambam. So you should also be Ishma Shav, Tzvayim Echaname, and that's the Gemara's Kashi. But you should be with Basinai. So Rav Gidl, the Ritzvah says that it's part and parcel of Rav Gidl's man, but it's not the Kashi of the Gemara against Rav Gidl. So why does Rav Gidl say? The answer is that it's special Halacha. That wherever a Shvuyah or Vosi that is moved of Chalesi is necessary, is essential, as a measure of zeros, so then it's not job, it's in a kimamitz. It's a special tirzakosef. But the tirzakosef applies only when it is going to serve as a measure of zeros. So when is it a measure of zeros? If he is misyayin shmina mitzvahs, if he realizes that he is neglectful, he is lazy, that he is disposed to succumb to temptation, to pressure. So, and if it's within his control, not if it has to do with certain factors that might be beyond his control, and also that he has to be firmly determined that no matter what, I'm going to do it. So then, it's not sure. But if any of these prerequisites are missing, so it is sure. So maybe if someone says, Shvuah Sheikho Kikazeh, and then again he says Shvuah Sheikho Kikazeh. So the second Shvuah doesn't tell anything. It doesn't tell any zeros. So we will each other. All right.
The second member of Rav Gidl. We are Rav Gidl Amara. And we are asking the Eshel Pnei Eze. Eshel Misech Tezu. Ne da God and Mother Lekei Yisrael. Bar Lemush Bebei Meidu. Bein Shvuah Chora Shvuah. So the Zigmor Eskashi. So what do you say? Michael Mashraf is who's a Baume? So how did Rav Gidl come out? Or come Mashmalon, given the boy you put a nafsh in the Krishna Shach of Yarvis, you should walk a high and swear away. Now let's see the Ram. But the Mishma Vim Masinai, Kilei Ma Vadai, Afa Gavdi Kam, that made a Godo, Shvur Kam. Rav Gidl does not have reference to a case where he just took an Eder to learn Perek Zeh Misech Tezu. But when he took a Shvuah and he mentioned in Rosh Shvuah. Because if I come to come with another woman, Shvuah come, I don't know what he had. But Shvuah is in the Perek Zeh. Shari Neder Akib Mishehu Mitzah Hefzei Anaf Shei Lesel Eivon Be'es. So that's the Ram Shikr. That the Aloche of Nidri Gavriya applies only to Hekdesh and to Tzedoki, not to other mitzvahs. Ela Vada Shvuah come. כי לאשכחון בידוך תשתו ולדיקורו ולשווי נדע. כי לתנם כי נידו לשויים עליי נדע מנוזיה וקורו ולשווי. So Rav Gidl has reference to the case where he used the Rosh Shvuah. ואמרו לנם בריש פרק אבון ידורים, ההוא דו עושה לכם לרב עשה. אומר לי, במה נודע אותו? ולקודי ישרוד. So he still used the Rosh נודע אותו. So we see that the term נדע has reference to Shvuah as well. So obviously Rav Gidl has reference to Yishmue Afil Hochi Kashemos the Yishmue Cholal Shmue Likom Midikom Ret Neda. So how do we know that Rav Gidl says that he's Chai Likom? Maybe Rav Gidl means he's Eva Bal Yach. And the Ranshita is that even Shmue Likam Sam Mitzvah there is Bal Yach. So because Rav Gidl, so the answer is Rav Gidl uses Rosh Neda God. So that means it's a Shvuah Chmura, a Shvuah Gmura. We come to the God, Mashmur Chol Din Shvuah. דייקו משהו ויזרו זה נפשי, שורי, ומשל מוכרוכי. קורמה נדע גודל כלימה, נדע משוב אחוזי, ורוב עסקי, עם פוחי, היינו רבים כמה זה. צלקה של גמורי, זה צניש ולקה עם סמיצו, אי קורם דרם, הם יהיו כאן סמיצו, איז מוף גוף קורם, and here he says, נדע גודל, that implies that there is קורם as well. So the Gemara's Teretz is, הוקו משמון, דחיבן די בו יפות הנפשי. מסתבר לי, now, the פשטה סלושנה הגמורה is, and the Ari Shailim will explain that, כפשוטה, that the Gemara says, כיבן די בו יפות הנפשי בקריש משחיס והרביס, so he's not מחויב to learn anymore. He can be מקיים במצב תלמותו בקריש שמה שחיס והרביס. As a matter of fact, there is a Gemara, דפסה לקטס עם מנוחס. So, the Gemara, so Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yechanan says that kafil kor krish kriyash mashachis ve'arvis ki yem mitzvahs lo yomush. So then there is a machlekin between Abaye and Rove whether osur leimre bifnei ha'moretz or mutar leimre bifnei ha'moretz. So one says osur leimre bifnei ha'moretz, and ha'moretz will hear that. I mean that you can become the mitzvah of lo yomush by reciting kriyash mashachis ve'arvis, so they won't learn. And one mandoma says mitzvah leimre bifnei ha'moretz. Why? Because adarabe, because people will become induced to learn with just reciting Kriya Shema Shachris V'Arvis, you become a mitzvah. That means for every word of Torah, you become a mitzvah. So if an amoretz happens to be a reasonable person, on the contrary, he should be induced to learn more and more. With each word, you can be מקיים an extra mitzvah and get so much schar. All right, so it's a machlekes with a mitzvah leim levna moretz. Also leim levna moretz, im nochez af tzadik tes. So it appears from that gemore that one can be mekayim the mitzvah of leyomush, of ongiso, by saying kriya shema shachiz ve'arz. So that's the pashtes loshna gemore. But the Ram doesn't like that pshat, because it's inconceivable to the Ram that one could be mekayim mitzvah of Talmud Torah by just saying Kriyash. Oh, so he says, Mistabra li di lab davki, di behoche mifta, shari chayev kol odom vilmei tomid, yeim vilaylo kifikech, v'amrim ha-mifarikam el idushim, tonu rabonon v'shinantom, sheyiru divrei teirem michudodim bifichu, sheyishol chodom dobo, shomri tigamgem v'teim alem. So you couldn't say that with Kriyash Mashachis Ve'arvis, he could mekayim the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Yet every Jew is mechuyev to learn Torah kefikech. V'krish Mashachis Ve'arvis misag loch. Al mekan nira li raya li ma shikosavti v'firik shvuye shtayim bas. T'chol mide de osem mit roshe. Af al pi shehu min ateiro kim dilese mifuresh b'kro behedye shvuo cholo. Now, so Teran says the pshat in the Gemara here is not that he could be mekayim kriya shema shachris v'arvis. I'm sorry, he could mekayim Talmud Torah with kriya shema shachris v'arvis. That's impossible. But because there are two derises, I mean, so that this Shittes Ram is based upon the Shittes Rambam. That doesn't mean that the Rambam will explain this Gemara like the Ram, but it's based upon the Shittes Rambam. In other words, the Shittes Rambam means that all the Isurim and the Mitzvahs that are deduced with the Midrash Atir and Dreshes there, that are not implicit in the Pshutish or Mikro, the Rambam calls it Divrei Seferim. But it's not just a matter of nomenclature, I mean of what name to apply to it. No, it has a din of Divrei Seferim, not Chas V'Sholem that it's marked Rabbono. But there are two kinds of derises. There is a derise, there is one category of derise that is explicit or implicit in the Pshutish or Mikro, and there is another category of derises that are not either explicit or implicit in the Pshutish or Mikro, but they are implicit through the Midrash Atir and Dreshes. So both are from the Mash, so the Pshutish or Mikro is Mashmoyis HaMikro, and the Drash is Mashmoyis HaMikro. Both are equally MS, but it's two separate categories of derises. Two sets of mitzvahs and isurim. So ligabi certain aloches, only a deraisa that is mifuresh batoro is important, but not in the right say that is not mifurish batel. One nafkemine is legabe mutav sheyishei while he's eating, so we are not mechuyev to make an issue. So we're not supposed to make an issue over women who are mizalzel in the mitzvah of teisus yom kippurim, even though it's a raise because it's not mifurish batel. But if it is something, let's say, if women are mizalzel in kippur itself, so of course you have to make a scandal. If for the mere possibility that you will be able to accomplish. Why? Because Teisves, Yom HaKippurim, it's learned out from the Posik, V'nisenes Nafshiseichem, V'tishol HaChidish Be'erev, so it's not Mifurash B'mikro. And according to the Rambam, so the Halochi, that Shvuye is not Chal, not Chal, Livatul Dvar Mitzveh, and it's not Chal according, it appears that the Rambam Shita is like the Rambam, that it's not even Chal Lekayim Dvar Mitzveh, it's Mufke of Bal Yachol. So that only applies to Dvar Mitzveh that Mifurash B'Torah, but the Raises that are not Mifurash B'Torah, Shvuye is Chal. Because of this, the Rambam says that if someone takes a Shvuye, if someone takes a Shvuye Shalo Yechal Chotzi Kazayis Levele, even though Chotzi Shio is also not Torah, and if he was even on the Shvuye, he's Chayv Korban. Furthermore, if someone takes a Shvuye Sheyechal Chotzi Kazayis, so he's also Chayv. He's also Chayv. But it's Levatel Es HaMitzvah, so it's not Chal. It's not a Nisra Mifurash B'Torah. It's Nisra is deduced from Kolchel. From Kolchel. So that's the Shitas Rambam. So the Ram accepts the Shitas Ram. This is the basis. So Meila he says, Elo mikan irali rai, limashi kosafti b'perek Shvuye Shtayim Basra. That he says, if Perek Shvuye Shtayim Basra, he says it in connection with Chotzi Shio. So if one takes a Shvuye, Shvuye Shalo Yechal, Chotzi Kazayis, Nivele, so it's Chayviko. It's Chayviko. I mean, there is a motion in Teisves in Shvuyes, that according to Mandoma, according to Rabbi Yechanan, that Chotzi Shio also not all, is not Chayim Korm. But the Ran says, like the Rambam, that it's Chayim Korm, even though it's Mushbe Veimeit, it's not Mushbe Veimeit, because it's not Mifurash Bater. Even though it's in the right. Alright. So he says, Mashtal Fere Fuhish Tayim Basra, the whole minute also mitroshe, Aval Pishu Matere, Kim the lesson Mifurash Bikro Behedye, Shvuye Cholom, Ve'oche Roche Kamin, Kim the boy Potanafshi, ממאי דחסיב בקחו בהדי, דהיינו בישור בכל ופקומחו, בקרי אשמה, שחיז וערביז, משום הוכה, חולו שבוע עלי לגמרי, אפילו לדוקו, ואין לקרומה, נדגודל, כלימה, לכל דינוב, כדבר או שורוס, וכבר כוספתי זה שום בראי זמורת, בסייעי נשמי. So he says, אין לך נם, every Jew is מחויב to learn Torah כפיקח, he cannot patter himself. With Kriyas Mashachi Varvis, and not only the Rams. You see, the Rambam Shita appears to be, you see, that one cannot patter himself with Kriyas Mashachi Varvis, but he has to learn more than Kriyas Mashachi Varvis. So, but what is the minimum that every Jew is mechuyev to learn every day? He has to be Kivei Ha'itim L'Torah. Kivei Ha'itim L'Torah. What does it mean, Kivei Ha'itim? Like a Mishnah says in the Chasam Torah, it means one show in the day and one show at night. So every Jew is mechuyev to be kivei ha'itim l'Torah. So, but not Krish Meshach l'Arvis. So what will he do with Krish Meshach l'Arvis? But here the Gemara says, Hokamashulon kibim di boye pota nafshi b'Krish Meshach l'Arvis. So obviously, so the Mishnah is that kashen. What he says is difficult to understand. But the plain teretz on the Rambam is that the Rambam will explain the Gemara the way the Ritva says in one lashon. In other words, when the Gemara says "Kim di boy pota nafshi b'chirish meshachis v'aravis," it means b'shasatchak. Let's say suppose a person happens to be certain days very busy, very busy. Sometimes I get shyless from certain CPAs. So there is a certain period when they are very busy. And they are real shame b'mitzvahs, I mean zirim b'mitzvahs, yireim u'shleimim. And they find that they cannot be like this, they are kavei ha'itim l'Torah. They learn every day and every night. But that period, they just can't, unless they'll be fired from their job. So the Yeski Shaila. So in such a case, so this is what the Ritva says, that the Gemara says, Kivu di boye potanafshe v'kiyash v'ashach izbarvis b'shasatchak. B'shasatchak doesn't mean he wants to watch an interesting television show. So b'shasatchak means that it's really very essential for him. So then, in such a case, he can be mitayin, can be yitzet al mitayin vol gisa b'yeim al v'laylo b'kiyash v'ashach izbarvis. Because the Gemara says that given the dvorov shel Rabbi Yitzi Nilmat, that Koro Kriyash Mashach is Varvis, so Kiyem Mitzvahs Liyomish. Liyomish, Vogisa. So is Mikayim. So that means, Kriyash Mashach is Varvis, so that means, so the Ritva here says, that means Mishasatrak. Not Mishasatrak means that it's necessary for him, he can't spend any time. So is Mikayim of Kriyash Mashach is Varvis, so that in itself is a Raya. Why is it that Bishas Atchak? So he can be Yitzhak with Krish Meshach Ezvarvis. So let the Gemara say, Imenoches, Bishas Atchak, he doesn't have to learn Torah. The Gemara doesn't say that Bishas Atchak, he doesn't have to learn Torah. There is no such aloche that Bishas Atchak, one is potter of mitzvahs. I mean, could anyone say that Bishas Atchak, he doesn't have to put on film? Suppose someone is CPA. Before April 15th, so he's so busy that he doesn't have time even to say Kriya Shema. So will anyone give him a heter not to say Kriya Shema? There is no heter to be mivatil. Mitzvah Dreise or Mitzvah Drabonon. Just because it's necessary for his profession, so right, so it's necessary. That doesn't give a person a license to be mivatil from a single Mitzvah Dreise or Drabonon. The answer is, because here the Mitzvah is Likveyaitim Nitero. And that's the Lashon HaRamba. Perek Alef Mechas Talmud Tero, Halacha Ches. כל איש מישראל חי בתלמותו, בין עוני, בין אושיה, בין שולים בגופי, בין בל איסורי, בין בוחו, בין שאוי עוזוק עם גודל שתוש השכיחי, אפילו אוי עוני המספר נסכן להצדוקה, ומחזר על הפסוחים, ואפילו בל אישו ובונים, חייב לקביע לו הזמן לתלמותו לו, בים ובלילה, שנאמר ורגיסה בים ובלילה. So the Rambam does not say that he's מחויב to learn the whole day and the whole night. He says every Jew is mechuyev to be giveya itim l'teiro, chayev l'kviya l'izman l'tamto. What's the minimum? Of course, kol ha-marbar is a mishubach, the more mitzvah. But what's the minimum? I mean, suppose someone is giveya itim l'teiro, he'll learn 2 minutes, every day and every night. It's not mistaber that he'll be mikayim, the mitzvah of your gizim. So the Mishnah says, shoach has b'yeim, shoach has b'layim. Why Shoachas? Where did the Lachem Mishnah get Shoachas? Because of the Gemara in Yume, that Trilas Dini Shalodom is Al Talmud Torah. So Bishas Adin, every Jew will be asked, Kovato Yitim L'Teiro. So the Loshin is Kviyas Yitim L'Teiro. So in other words, Shoachas, that's Kviyas Yitim. Less than Isho, Lachem Mishnah assumes, is not a Kviyas Yitim. I remember, I don't have the Tzemach Tzedek HaMishnayis, but many years ago, I saw that in the Tzemach Tzedek HaMishnah it says a long discussion. I mean, on the Indian, on figuring out what is the minimum of Kriyas Yitim. Of course, the more is better. It's better to learn 8 hours a day, every day, than to learn 7 hours a day. But what is the minimum? So, he discusses, on the basis of Midrashim, what is Eis. Whether Eis means L'chol HaPoch HaShio, or Eis, means the chol apoches heaven hour. So they are conflicting medroshim. So in other words, so either the minimum of eating is heaven hour or it's an hour. The Lachem Mishnah says shor b'yei v'shor b'layim. So the reason is why the Ritva says here b'shas atchak, so he can be mitiyetzet Talmud Torah with kriyas shma shachris v'arvis. Why b'shas atchak? The answer is because the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is likvei ha'itim. But not b'shas atchak, He cannot be Yitzeh Krishma Shachas Vahamis. But Bishas Atchak, so the Krishma itself is the Kriyasi, Bishas Atchak. But it doesn't mean that Bishas Atchak is allowed, he has a license to be Mevatel and Mitzvah Reis. There is no such license, Bishas Atchak. To be Mevatel and Mitzvah Reis, or even Mitzvah Rabbanon. Because here the mitzvah is kriyasi timatar. Shaloi bishas atchak, if a person has time to learn, so mimele, he cannot be yetze kriyasi timatar with kriyash mashachis v'avis. So there has to be a longer period. So, like a Mishnah says, at least one shor b'yeim, one shor b'layla, whatever it is. But there has to be a certain minimum. Masha'im ki bishas atchak. So, even with Kriya Shema Shachris V'Arvis, he can be mitayim the mitzvah of Kriya Sittim L'Torah. So, this is how the Ritva explains the Gemara here. Hokamashmu in non-Losh. Hokamashmu on kibbin v'iboyi potanavshim Kriya Shema Shachris V'Arvis. It means, Bishas Atchak. Bishas Atchak. But the Ram doesn't agree with that pshat. The Ram holds that he couldn't be mitayim with Kriya Sittim L'Torah. But he has to learn Yemom V'Laylo Kifikech. 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 Now, how does the Ram know that he has to learn Yemom V'Laylo Kifikech? He says, so he mentions the Gemore Yigdush Ton Rabbonon Vishinamtom Shi Divretero Michudonim Bificho Shi Mishal Chodom Dovo Sholiti Gamgi Mitei Malei. Why doesn't he say the Ram? Because of Gisa Beyim of Lailo. And you'll see in Rashi has two shapes. Komash Milo, Malimushbo, Beimid Mar Sinai, Dechsivi Shinamto, Ditzor Chodom Lishnis Beteo. So what does it mean? Rashi means Vishi Divetero Mechodonim, the Drash. Lishnachine, Malimushbe, Beimid Mar Sinai, Dechsiv Luyomu Seferate Raze. Now, this is the Posek in Yeshua. Gisa Beyim of Lailo. So, Eino Verashi Lechadish Dovo. But whatever is mentioned in Nevi'im, either it is mentioned in one of the mitzvahs of the Torah, or it's Aloch Lomesh Mesina, as the Gemara sometimes says. Posik ze, miteras mesha loy lomadu, miteras mipi yicheske bimbuzi lomadu, val no berashu ilachad ishdobo. Elo, hilche ze, gmirlo, vose yicheske vasmerako, Gemara in Zvochim. I mean, we find several such Gemaras. So there is no new mitzvah in Yoshua. So it means, so obviously, the mitzvah of Vogiso Lyomush, Vogiso, is declaratory of the mitzvah, also of the mitzvah of Vishinamtom. So why does Rashi, Vishinamtom, Vilmadetem, come upon him, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is mentioned in the Torah. So why does Rashi say two Lishenes? First he says Vishinamtom. So what does he have reference to? I mean Vishinamtom, so Vishinamtom Vivanech. So obviously as reference to the drosh, not the pshutish al mikro of Vishinamtom Levanecho. Here we're not talking about teaching Torah to his son, we are talking about learning Torah oneself. So it is obvious that Rashi has reference to the drosh in Gdushin, she divatei romechudon beficho. So, and then he says, Lishnachine Vogiso. But Vogiso is in Yoshua. So, Eino Mirashu Lechadish Lavo, so Vogiso itself is declaratory of the mitzvah of Vilmaditem, of Vishinantem, Shidvatero Mechodot Mificho. So, what's the Tulish? The answer is because there are two inyonim in Talmud Torah. First of all, there is an inyan of Talmud Torah of learning Yediyas HaTorah, of achieving Yediyas HaTorah. Vishinantom, that's implicit in the Droshe, Vishinantom, Shidvatero Mechodot Mificho. Mechodot Mificho. So that's why the Ram uses Loshin, Kifikeichei. It doesn't mean that every Jew is mechuyev to be tamei Rav Kveiya. It's kifikeichei. Everyone, not according to his own talents, according to his own abilities. So, but he's mechuyev to accomplish, to absorb in Yediyas HaTorah the maximum in accordance with his abilities. So that's a mitzvah of Yediyas HaTorah. But then there is also a chiyuv of kviyasitim l'tor. Of Vogisa B'yim of Valayla. Vogisa B'yim of Valayla. So, Mimele, the Ram doesn't mention, the Ram doesn't mention, Shar Chayev Kolotom Lil Mitomi Din Valayla Kvikeche, כמו שנאמר ביהושע, לא יום הוא ספרתי רעזה מפיך ובו גיסה ביום הלילה. I mean, that's the best, the best ראי. Why does he have to mention the drosha in Gdushin of שהיא תוותר מחודם מפיך? The answer is because in respect to ובו גיסו, the Gemara דף צדיק טס says, the Gemara דף צדיק טס says, אפילו קורו קריאה שמשחיס וערביס, יזכי המצווס ליומש. All right, so, the Ritva says, that is only בישס התחק. But since Vishasatrak, he can be Eitzev or Giso without learning any extra word of, without learning one extra word of Torah, after all, Kriya Shema he has to recite anyway. Apart from Talmud Torah, it's a mitzvah of Kriya Shema. So without the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, he would have to recite it. So that means Vishasatrak, he doesn't have to learn any additional word of Torah. He can be Eitzev. So that means that Vishasatrak, Kriya Shema Shachis Barvis, itself constitutes a Kriya Shema. But why be shasatrak? So then there has to be a kriya sittim over and above what he does anyway. But so mimele he doesn't say, he doesn't mention vogisa b'yim v'laylo, because as far as vogisa b'yim v'laylo is concerned, so the chiyuv is only kriya sittim l'tor, not to learn yim v'laylo mamish. But there is another aspect in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, and that is yediyas haTorah. Now, this at all does not mean that everyone should become a Rav Kivedia, but lefikeichei, so he has to absorb the maximum of Yedias HaTorah. Now, so if he's going, so the Ram, so that's the Chiddush of the Ram. That's the Chiddush of the Ram. That's the machlekes between the Ram and the Atrashim. There are a number of Rishonim, means five in Shidim Kubetzes, who explain it Kipshute, and Rashi also seems to explain it Kipshute. Rashi also. So the when the Gemara says keep the boy put an afshe b'krish meshachis ve'arvitz, so it means because the in accordance with the Gemara in Menaches daf tzadik tes, but true over there it's so that is only b'shas hatchak, but even shaloi b'shas hatchak. So there is a chiyuv of kriyasitim l'tor, but not to learn yimum v'laylo mamesh. So the Ram explains it on the basis of the other element in Talmud Torah, that is Yediyas HaTorah. So true, as far as Rav Giso is concerned, and Rav Giso is also one of the aspects of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, and Limaditem. So as far as that is concerned, so he can be Eitzev with Kriya Sittim, and sometimes even with Kriya Shema Shachris V'Arvis. But there is another aspect, and as far as the other aspect is concerned, so then we cannot. So he cannot say, "All right, I'll learn kolatere kule sometimes later, next year, in this year, I'll watch television 4 hours every day and 4 hours every night." He cannot do that. So because of the mitzvah of Yediyas HaTorah. So that's the shita of the Ram. In other words, even if a person, let's say, will not learn for a number of days with the intention that after that he will learn so much more, so in the long run he'll absorb as much of Yediyas HaTorah as he would have if he did learn every day several hours. So according to the Ram, he cannot do it. According to the Ram, he cannot do it. That's the reason as to why the Ram says, "Mechayev kolodom nilu mitomid yem velaylo kifikeh." So how does he explain the Gemara? Because as far as the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is concerned, now apparently according to the Ram, so it's also a he says, "Kim di boy put an afche my dechsi bikro behedi the hain bishor becholuf komech bikri ashma shachis ve'arvis mishum hoche cholu shvu alei legamra afilu liko." Now, so the Ram says that the mchiu b'mifurish b'tor is only to say kri ashma shachis ve'arvis. Now, in the Gemara in Broches there is a machlekes as to whether Krishmi is the Raisa or Krishmi is the Rabbanon. So there is a Mandoma who says that Krishmi is the Rabbanon. Not everybody says that Krishmi is the Raisa. So, but there is a Posik of Bishor Bechol Bekomacha. So the Gemara The Gemara in Broches, Daf Yutes, I think, says, Hahu bidir eteirexi. Hahu bidir eteirexi. So, in other words, so, what the Ram says here, Kim di bloi potanafshi, mi madirsiv bikro behedye, de haine bishor bechof komecho, bikri ashma, shachis vealvis, mishim hoche cholo shua le legambe, afil likor. So, according to the Mandoma, who says that bishor bechof komecho, Bishor Bechov Kumecho, he has reference to Talmud Torah. So the Rabbi the Sharisari says that it doesn't mean he can learn Torah any time of the day. So the Sharisari says that even according to Mandoma, Ahu Bidivetayotziv, so it's also a mitzvah of reciting a parasha of the Torah Shebechsav. In the Zman of Krishve, Bishor Bechov Kumecho, because the Torah says Bishor Bechov Kumecho, Zman Shchive Zman Kime. So the Nafkemine between the Mandoma who says Krishve the Raise and the Mandoma who says Krishve the Rabbonon, according to Sharisari, is on this question. According to Mandoma who says Krishve the Raise, so he cannot fulfill the mitzvah of Bishor Bechov Kumecho by reciting, let's say, Breishis Bo. He must recite after the parash of Shema Yisrael. Not of Reishis Bo. According to the Mandoma who says, Hahu bidir eteirexiv, so it's also a mitzvah of reciting, of verbalizing a parasha of Teirah Shebechsav. But it can be behind the mitzvah that rises with any parasha, with Krishme, with any parasha, with Reishis Bo also, with Azinu, with any parasha in the Torah. Now, the Loshin, Kim di boye potanafshi, mi mai dechsiv bikro behedye, de haine, bishor becho ufkumecho, Bikri Ashma, Shachris V'Alvis. So Behedye, now, so he says, the Haim Bishor Bechol Kumecho Bikri Ashma V'Achris, it's Mashma like the Shagasari. Unless we are going to say that the Ram is mentioning it only according to Mandoma who says Krishma is the Raisi. Krishma is the Raisi. But Mimele, he will be Mikayim the Mitzvah, the Raisi of Talmud Torah. So then the question is this. If we are going to say that the Ram has reference to the Mandoma who says that Krishna is the Rabbon and we shall be Kamecho Ibid Hero Diksiv and he agrees with the Shagas Harye. He agrees with the Kishagas Harye. So then we understand why he says, Kim di boy potanafshi, mi may dechsiv, bikho behedye, dahaini bishor bechov komecho, bikri ashma shachiz ve'arvis, mishum hoche choloshvu ale, ligam. But if the Ram does not agree with the Shagasari, so Mela, that means that the Pshat in the Vatero, how will be the Vatero seen? It means just the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. The mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Now here the Ram is emphasizing, Kim di boi potanafshin maidachsiv bikho behedye, de haine bishor bikho ufkomech, bikri ashma shachiz varvis. So if he doesn't agree with the Shagasari, so then the Gemara is saying, "Mi may dechsiv bikho behedye de haine bishor bechov komecho." So then the pshat is "Hahu bidir eteirexiv," that it's a mitzvah of learning one parsha, either b'yei or b'layla. I mean, no, both b'yei and b'layla, but it doesn't have to be dafkin this man shchiv and this man kim. But anyway, so that's why he says, how do we see that there is Mikayim the mitzvah of Talmud Torah Hamfureshes by learning one parasha in the Torah because of the mitzvah of Bishor Bechov Kamecha. So of course, if the Ram agrees with the Shagasarye, so then we certainly see that he can be Mikayim the mitzvah of Talmud Torah Hamfureshes by just saying, reciting parshas Kriyashma, Shachis V'Arvis. Be true, he can be mekayimet by reciting parshas Breishis or Azinu, but Kriyashma, he has to say anyway, so let's say it's in Rabbonon, he has to say it anyway, so the parsha of Kriyashma is just as good. But if he doesn't agree with the Shagasarye, so then the question arises, how do we see from the posik? So the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is mentioned in Bishor Bechov Komecho, And if we don't say like the Shagasarye, so Bishop of Komecho doesn't mean Davke Zman Shrive Zman Kine. So how do we see that just by reciting one Perek in the Torah in the day and one Perek in the Torah at night, so it's becoming the mitzvah of Talmud Torah? The answer is because even if we don't agree with the Shagasarye's Pshat, so Ahubit Vatorah Ksiv means the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Says, as far as the mitzvah Mechureshet Torah is concerned, so he doesn't mean that he has to learn the whole day and the whole night. Just to learn one piece in the day and one piece in the night, he's mekayim the mitzvah. So how do we know that he's mekayim the mitzvah by learning just one perek in the day and one perek in the night? Because of the posik of Bishor Bechov Komech. Because of the posik of Bishor Bechov Komech. So that means, so if we say like the Shagasarye, because the Torah is makpit in the Zman Shrive and Zman Kime, and that's a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. But if we don't say like the Shagasarye, so then the Pshatim and Shor Bechov Komecho is reference to the Vetera, not to Krishme. So what does it mean, Bishor Bechov Komecho? So Bishor Bechov Komecho means any time in the day. Any time in the day. But of course, it's much better. The Ran makes much better sense if we say that the Ran agrees with the Shagasarye. So then we can deduce from this posik, the Ubishor Bechov Komecho, that the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, Amfureshes Batorah, consists only in learning one perek in the day and one perek in the night. And then there is no man. So that is all right if, according to Mandoma, we say that Hahubit Veteroxi. But how about Mandoma, who says, according to Mandoma, who says that Krishna is the Raise, so the mitzvah of Bishor Bechov Komecho does not have reference to Talmud Torah. It has reference to Krishna, and Krishna is a separate mitzvah. Of course, Krishna is Torah too, but the mitzvah of Krishna, according to Mandoma, Krishna the Raise is a mitzvah of Kabbalah Sel Malchus Shemayim, not just of Torah, of Krishna. So how can we say that he patterns himself by being kevei ha'itim or by learning one parsha, so in the day or in the night, so he's mekayim the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Where is the motive for it? So we have to say that when the Ran says, "Kivin di boi patanavche ma'idchzi b'kro behedi, tani b'shor b'chol komecho b'kri hashma shachis varvis," that's how he mandoma that ahu b'tevateirok. So then there is a mitzvah for Reshes Batorah. There is a mitzvah for Reshes Batorah of learning Torah every day. Torah Shemichsav every day. I'm for Reshes Batorah. Mashein kelekonik mandoma that Krishna is the Raisi. So Bishop Bechol Komecho does not deal with Talmud Torah. It's a separate mitzvah. So where is this? So then, according to that mandoma, according to the Ram, so the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, according to the mandoma, according to the Mandoma, that Krishna is the Raise, is not a mitzvah for Reshes Batorah. It's a mitzvah the Raise, and that is implicit in the droshe of Vishinamton Sheyim Divretei Rom Chodan Mifich. According to the Ram. Yes, what is it?
Could you say maybe according to the Mandoma, like Krishna is the Raise, there are two levels of the Pshuto Shomekah?
What? No, that's not true. So we have to say, so according, the Ram is very strange anyway, but according to the Ram, we see another Chiddush, that according to Mandoma, the Krishna is the Raise, so there is no mitzvah for Reshes Batorah of Talmud Torah. Now, but then, so, and according to Mandoma, that Krishna is the Rabbanon, and the Posik of Bishor Bechov Komecho is with the Roxy, then there is a mitzvah for Reshes Batorah of Talmud Torah. But that mitzvah for Reshes Batorah, he can be mekayim by reciting one parasha of the Torah, in the day, in the morning, and one parasha of the Torah at night. But since every Jew recites Krishna anyway, so and the parasha of Kriya Shema is as good as any other parasha, so Mimele is Mikhaim the Mitzvah. He Mikhaim the Mitzvah of Talmud Torah, Hamfureshes Batorah, with Kriya Shema. But there is no other Mitzvah, Hamfureshes Batorah, of Talmud Torah. Now, how about mitzvah shem mifaresh batorah? So then, that's the droshe. Of vishinamtom shiyu divrei teiro mechudodim bificho. Shiyu divrei teiro mechudodim bificho. And according to the Ran, it seems that that this Indian that the Gemara says, ki mitzvahs l'yomush, that's only b'shas atchak, as the Ritva says, and shaloi b'shas atchak. So the whole chiyuv consists in yediyas hatorah, but naturally one cannot acquire yediyas hatorah without learning. So he has to. So mele is mechuyev to learn kivikeichei. Everyone kivikeichei. But so according to the Ran, we have to say that when the Gemara in Yume says tchilas tili shalodim al tamuto kovato itim ato, so the kovato itim ato is also expressive of kivikeichei. So that's why the Gemara doesn't mention how much he has to set aside every day and every night for learning Torah, because it varies from person to person according to his means and kivikeichei. But the mitzvah, there is only one mitzvah Torah, according, and there is one mitzvah mfereshet b'Torah that is implicit in bishor b'chov komech. That's one mitzvah. Then there is a mitzvah shein mufreshet b'Torah, and that is implicit in the droshe of vishinamtom shidivrei Torah mechidod mefichu, and the pasuk of gisavayim amalaylo, which is in Yeshua, is declaratory of this droshe of shidivrei Torah mechidod mefichu. Memele, every Jew is mechuyev to use all his ample time for learning Torah, because otherwise, how will he absorb the maximum yedias haTorah? So the mitzvah according to the Ran is a mitzvah of yediyas haTorah according to the Ran. Now Rashi, first he says, in the first lashon he says, "Va'limush bo ve'imid marsinat tirsi v'shinamto, and ditzor chodom mishnis b'teiro." So in other words, so the Kashi is from the mitzvah of yediyas haTorah. Then according to the second lashon, "Lishnachine va'limush bo ve'imid marsinai tirsi v'liyomush sefer Torah ze." So the kashi is not from the mitzvah of the chiyuv of yediyas haTorah, but the chiyuv of being engaged, being involved in learning. So according to Rashi, it seems that there are two elements, two aspects in Talmud Torah. One aspect is a mitzvah of yediyas haTorah, and that is the droshe of vishinantom shidivrei Torah. And then there is another aspect of being asik b'teiro. Let's say somebody is walking kolatereko. Now, the Gemara in Tafsadik Tes Simnoche says, Shor ben Dome, ben achisi she Rabbi Shmuel, es Rabbi Shmuel, ki ani she lomaditi kolatereko kulo, mao she ilich ve'om mit chochmo yivonis. Omar leis, Rabbi Shmuel said to him, say yubdeik, shor she'in Elohim na'yim elu na'ayro. What does it mean? Never. So he was already, he said about himself, as far as he is concerned, so he already was the kind of mitzvah of yediyas haTorah. He said, but there is another aspect, and it's mashma from all the rishonim. However, from the Ran it's mashma that the only chiyuv in Talmud Torah is a chiyuv of yediyas haTorah. So then you ask, if so, somebody who went for Shas is not mechuyev to learn Torah. The answer is, even if somebody goes for Shas 1,000 times, he's still not a bokin kolatei kolle. And even 10,000 times, there are many things that he can learn. But according to the Ran, the only element in the mitzvah Talmud Torah is yediyas haTorah. You see that he mentions vishinamtom shidivrei mechodem v'fichor. But according to Rashi, Rashi mentions two lishenes, so we see that according to Rashi, so there are two elements. Now, let's see the Rambam shita here. So the Rambam we saw in Perek Aleph Milchas Talmud Torah, Halacha Ches, he says, Kol ish mi Yisroel chaye b'Talmud Torah, bein oni, bein osher, bein sholim, bein gufei, bein bal yisurin, bein bochor, bein shol yizokin, godu, shetosh ashkeche, afilo oyone, amispar nisminat tzdoke, ומחזר לפסוחים, ואפילו בלישו ובונים, חייב לקביע לזמן לתלמתי רביים ולילו, שלא נגיס רביים ולילו. So the chiyuv that is incumbent upon every Jew is קביע סיתים אותו. So the Lechemishne says, קביע סיתים means שוע אחז ביים, שוע אחז בלילו. Now, the Rambam doesn't say it. So that's discussed by the Samach Tzedek, המשנייץ. But there is an Indian of קביע סיתים אותו. Whatever the minimum is, whether it's an hour or half an hour, there is an Indian of קביע סיתים אותו. So, like a Mishnah is the Kasha from the Gemara in Nidorim. He gives a certain teretz that is, I don't know what he means by it. So, he says, ולרוצו רבינו לפסי כרבי יחנן דיום אשון אפילו לקורא לקריא אשמה שחיס וארביס כי הם מצווס לא יומוש אף אגב דפר כמה דנידורים משמע לחיר את הילכס הכבוסי את רבי יחנן שהרי יום רושום גבי ממרה דרב גידו או כמה שלום בו אין בודנף לקריא שחיס וארביס סנירה כרבי יחנן מכל מוקי משמע להיקור הגדלה והולך להחמיר דהו רבי יחנן בעצמי יומר וידובו זה אוסו לאימרי בפני המורס. I mean, it's very strange. What do you mean? Mashmali kule deila. What is it? He's the Rambam is chas v'sholem mifchumak. He wants to be more frum than the Gemara. I mean, what kind of talk is this? So, what does the Lachem Mishnah say? So, I don't know what Lachem Mishnah means, but maybe he means. So, the plain teretz on the Rambam is that, as the Ritva says here, that poi panach kishav achis idochik nafshe. Let's see, he happens to be very busy certain days. He happens to be very busy certain days. So then it's even with Krishna Shachit. So then Krishna Shachit's Barvis is in lieu of Kriyasit. But if it's not busy, so then there has to be a real Kriyasit team. Not Krishna Shachit's Barvis that he's doing it anyway. But he says what he might mean the Lachem Mishneh, Mashmo Ikulik Dele. You see, So he says, "V'holach la'achmir do Rabbi Yechanan ba'atz meyomar v'dovo zeh osol leimre b'vnei amoretz." So what does it mean? If Rabbi Yechanan says v'dovo zeh osol leimre b'vnei amoretz, so what does it mean? I mean, we should falsify the din haTorah chas v'sholem just because an amoretz will be induced, you know, not to learn, so he can falsify the din haTorah. We cannot falsify the din haTorah. The answer is we should say it. In other words, we should because. In essence, the chiyuv is not krish meshachis v'arvis. Essentially, the chiyuv is kriyasit in the Torah. But for someone who is busy, so kriyash meshachis v'arvis is also a fulfillment of kriyasit. So mimele, we should be careful not to say it explicitly, because then there might be a mikshul. Every amoretz will say, "Oh, we don't have to learn. Who has to learn?" So you can be mekayim the mitzvah. By saying Kriyashat Mashachis Varis. So because of that, the Rambam didn't mention the Halacha. The Rambam didn't mention the Halacha that Bishas Atrak, he doesn't even have to be Kiviyatim, and he'll be Yetzir with Kriyash Mashachis Varis, in order there shouldn't be a Mirshu. So he said, Chayiv Mikvayim is Man Litamot Torah, and that's the Chiyuv. And when someone is Yetzir Bishas Atrak, it's also Kriyasitim, so it's not. So in other words, this is the reason as to why the Lachem Mishneh is trying to explain why the Rambam doesn't spell it out. That if someone is busy, so the Kriyasitim consists in Kriyas Mashachis. So that he doesn't want to spell it out. Because Rabbi himself says, Dova Zeh Osolim Evin Amoretz. And after all, the Rambam is for everybody. I mean, every Amoretz can take a hold of the Rambam and read it. So Mimele, because of that, the Rambam doesn't spell it out that Bishas Atchak can be kind of mitzvah. But essentially the mitzvah is a mitzvah of Kriyasitim Latov. Alright. So that is the Rambam Pirk Aleph, Mihilches Talmud Torah, Halacha Ches. Now, let's see how the Rambam in Pergimu Mihilches Talmud Torah. So then he says like this, he's Halacha Aleph, he says Bishleish Yoksorim Nichturu Yisrael Kesateiro V'Kesakihuno V'Kesamalvos Kesakihuno Zocho Biav Shenema V'Hoi Soloi U'Zari Achov Bris Kunaseiro Kesamalchu Zocho Bidovid Shenema Zari Leilom Yie V'Kisiki Shemesh Negdi כסתירו הרי מונח ואימי דמוכו מכל ישראל, שנאמר תירו ציבור לנו מי של ראש הקלס יעקב, כל מי שירצה יום המייתה. So, this is Aloch Aleph. Then he says, in Perigimu Aloch Yud, כל המייסים הליבי שיעסק בתירו, ולא יעסק מלוכו, ויספרניס מן הצדוקו. No, 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 no. פרגימו הלוך אבור, מי שנושא ליבוי, לקיים מצווה זו קורו, ולי איס מוכתר בכסף תירו, לא יסיע דייטי לדבורים אחרים, ולא יוסים הליבי שיקנה תירו עם מואשיה בעקובת כחס. כך היא דרכו של תירו, פז במלך תיכר, ומיים למסורות תשתם, על אורץ תישון, וחיית צער תחיה, ובתירת העומר, ולא ילך לאדוב הליגמר, ולאטו מחיר ליבות ממנו, ומלביסו תירו ילביסו שכר, והשכר לפי הצער. שם התימר עד שהקו עצמו מן ארזר ואקרו, עד שאקנה מה שאני צורך, ואפנה מהסוקאי וארזר ואקרו, אם טל למחשוב וזוהר ליפרו, אין את הזכר לכיסר של תירו לילום, אלא עשי תירוס חוקבה, ומלכתך הרוי, ולתימר, וכשאפנה אשנה שם וליסים. So it seems from the Rambam, that the Rambam has two kinds of קיומים of Talmud Torah. There is a minimum of Talmud Torah, and the minimum of Talmud Torah is קריאסית עם התורה. So, that's the minimum, but that minimum itself, so sometimes manifests itself by just saying Kriyas Shema Shachris Vacharis, if he is very busy and he really has no time. But otherwise, it must be Mamesh Kriyas Yitim HaTorah. That's the minimum Talmud Torah that every Jew is mechuyev. And then there is a mitzvah korah that is reserved for those who want to be zeicher b'kisra shoteh. So in other words, so v'kisra b'yim v'laylo can be fulfilled in two ways, either by krish meshachis v'arvis or kriyasit v'matero, that's ayin ha'ach, because krish meshachis v'arvis is also kriyasit v'matero. So that, and it can be fulfilled by literally yim v'laylo. So for the, so then, so the Mamesh Yimam Valaylo, that's for one who wants to be Mukhter B'Kesater. So that's why the Rambam, you see, in Perek Aleph, he doesn't mention about learning Yimam Valaylo Mamesh Teros Chokvah Umlach Techo Aroi. After all, there is no Yisair for a person to be involved 24 hours a day in business. There is no Yisair. And the Groin Shnissel Yov says, and also the Groin in the Biur Agro, so he says, that Hanibon Minak Derecheretz, Vosavtel Gonecho Hanib Minakheretz, implies not only a heter to be Isik in Derecheretz as much as it is necessary to make a living. Let's say a person can work 3 hours a day and will make a nice living. But if he'll work 10 hours a day, he'll become rich. So there is no avere in working 10 hours a day and becoming rich. But that person cannot aspire to be Mukhta B'Kesa Shoteh. He cannot. And so it cannot be. So if somebody wants to be Mukhta B'Kesa Shoteh, and to be Mikai Mitzvah Talmud Teiro Koro, the maximum. In other mitzvahs, we don't have it. In other mitzvahs, we don't have it. That one kind of mitzvah for one person and for a Talmud Chochem, another. The same mitzvah. Lulev is Lulev. Shofar is Shofar. It doesn't make any difference. The biggest Godel. And even a novish of Yisrael, he has the same chiyuv of hearing Shofar as the Odom Poshut be Yisrael. The same mitzvah. In Talmud Torah, so it is, there are degrees. But even the Ram will agree with some of the Rambam's lomdes. The Rambam's lomdes. It doesn't mean the Ram doesn't mean that Chayev Kolodom Lilmi Tomid Yim V'Laylo Kifikechei, that every Jew is Mechuyev to learn, 10 hours a day, 10 hours a night, and in just as to sleep a minimum. The Ram doesn't mean that. That was never done by Jews, and the practice of the Gdeli Hador in Europe, I mean 100 years ago, 200 years ago, that if a student of Torah did not show that he is Nafshe Choshke B'Torah, so they told him to learn a trade and work. If there is a mitzvah upon everyone to learn Yimum V'Layla Mamesh, so why should they advise that way? The Ram uses the Loshen Chayev Kolodom Lilmi Tomid Yim V'Layla Kifikeichei. Kifikeichei doesn't mean up to the maximum physical strength. Kifikeche means according to his strength, of course, and according to his talents, his kishreines, and also according to his dispositions. If somebody is nafshe loy choshka bateiro, nafshe loy choshka bateiro, so we cannot tell him, well, you learn every day, 10 hours every day. Every day you learn 10 hours. Why? Because he can. Because he has pira chofshis. Of course he has pira chofshis. But that's not kifikeche. If nafshe loy choshka bateiro, it's not kifikeche. So, kifikeche means according to his own dispositions. So, he has to learn the maximum. But you can't grab every boy, every Jewish boy in the street and tell him, well, you have to be a yeshiva bacha and you have to learn day and night. That's not kifikeche. The only difference between the Ran and the Rambam is, according to the Rambam, so there is just a chiyuv, a mitzvah chiyuvis of Kriya Sittimotah. That's a mitzvah chiyuvis. And then the rest, over and above Kriya Sittimotah, is a mitzvah chiyuvis. And of course, there are all kinds of levels in the mitzvah chiyuvis. So, of course, any day may one who learns 2 hours every day to one who learns 1 hour a day. And any day may one who learns 3 hours a day, the more he learns, the more he's mikayim the mitzvah. But that doesn't mean that he's mikayim mitzvah koro. In order to be mikayim the mitzvah koro, that he should just do miloche as much as is necessary for him to make panos. And the rest of the time, so he should spend in Talmud Torah. So, he spent a lot. But if he doesn't do that, if he's interested in becoming rich, he's not an avarian, but he's not mikayim mitzvah Talmud Torah. He's not muhter v'kisvei shel Torah. But, so the Rambam in Perek Aleph, the Talmud Torah, he just mentions kviyasitim l'Torah. That's all. Not kifikeche. According to the Ran, he's mechuyev to learn kifikeche. In other words, if a person, according to his keres hanefesh, is able to learn 8 hours a day, so he's mechuyev to learn 8 hours a day. 8 hours a day. Masha'im came, but the Ran, but according to the Rambam, he's not mechuyev. He's not mechuyev. So the Rambam explained the Gemara kipshute. So the Gemara really means Kriya Sittim L'Torah. But Kriya Sittim L'Torah sometimes means Kriya Shachar V'Shachar V'Arvis, if he happens to be very busy. But if he's not so busy, so then it means, L'chol HaPoches, as the Blachim Mishnah says, Shachar V'Yayim, Shachar V'Laylo. But after that, he's not Mechuyev. But of course, he's not Mikayim the Mitzvah of Talmud Torah Karo. So since it's only a Mitzvah Kiyumis, so Memele is not Mushbo Mar Sinai. But according to the Ran, even if someone learned already 1 hour, 2 hours, if it is possible, according to his keches and according to his dispositions, to learn more, he's mechuyev. According to the Rambam, even if it is possible, according to his keches, to learn more, he's not mechuyev. But, of course, he can never be mikayim the mitzvah of Talmud Torah Karo. This is the Shittas Rambam, and the Yosameach says that in the according to the Rambam, so there are two kiyumim of Talmud Torah. There is a minimum, and that is Yetzeh with Shachris Varavis. What it means is really the Yosameach doesn't spell out Kviyasitim Torah; just says Shachris Varavis. But it's more than Shachris Varavis. Shachris Varavis in certain situations is in lieu of Kviyasitim Torah, and then there is the for someone who is already who is raw. So then, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is to learn Yemom Laila Mamish. We were discussing the Shittas Ran in regard to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So I mentioned at first that the Ran might also agree that there are two components, two aspects in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. One, the mitzvah of being engaged in Torah, and the other mitzvah is the mitzvah of Yediyas HaTorah. Of Yediyas HaTorah. And then at the end I said that from the Ran it's mashma that there is no special mitzvah. There is no special mitzvah of asiko b'teiro apart from Yediyas HaTorah. Because the Ran emphasizes, he says as follows. מסתבר לי דלאב דווקא במהוכם מפתח שהרי חייב כל עוד אמרו מתומית יאים דלילה וכביקיכם ואמרו לנו פרקם ולגדו שלטון רבונם ושיננת שדיותר ומחדון תפיחו שאם שור חורות עומדו בו שלא יקמתם עלי אם דרן שיטה הדבין that besides the mitzvah of Yediyas HaTorah which is implicit in this drosha of Shinantam Shedivatir Mechadon Mefichot, there is also a mitzvah of us. He's asked Bitor. So why does he have to say, even if it is already Mechadon Mefichot, even if such a God that every, the Kol Atir Kulo is Mechadon Mefif, there is still, he's still Mechoyev. To be misasik with her. So from that, so at first I said that the Ram will also be masked. Now, if we say that according to Mandoma, according to Mandoma, that Bishon Bechol Kumecho is Bidivre Teiro Ksiv, so the mitzvah Bishon Bechol Kumecho implies a mitzvah of misaskus with her, not just Yedias at all. But according to Mandoma, the Krishme is the Raise, so then Bishop Chokomecho deals with the mitzvah of Krishme. And the mitzvah of Krishme is not a mitzvah of Talmud Torah, it's a mitzvah of Kabbalah Zomar HaShemayim. It happens to be a parasha of Torah too. But the Chiyuv is not on the score of Torah, it's on the score of Krishme, of Kabbalah Zomar HaShemayim. So then, the Posik in Yoshua says, Lo Yomush, but in so it must be implicit in Vishinantom. And the Ram emphasizes, in Vishinantom he emphasizes the drosha of the Vratir Mechadon Mificho. Now this is expressive of the mitzvah of Yudias HaTorah, not of Isaskes B'Torah. Now, I thought about it again, and it seems to me that we can say in the Ram that the Ram also agrees that there is that there are two mitzvahs. Of course, even if we say that the Shita of the Ram is there is only one mitzvah, so that's only Alibi de Mandoma, the Krishna is the Raisi. But Alibi de Mandoma, Krishna is the Rabbonon, so then of course there are two mitzvahs. So one mitzvah of Isaskos Betoro is implicit in Bishon Bechol Komecho, and that's not a mitzvah of Yedias HaTorah. That's a mitzvah of Isaskes B'Torah, not Yedias HaTorah, because that he can be Mikayim even with Kriyash Mashachis Ve'arvitz. But I only said that at the end of the Shia. I'll leave it the Mandoma, the Trishmi is the Raisi. So Bishon Bechol Komecho is not expressive of any mitzvah of Talmud Torah. But, so the only mitzvah of Talmud Torah that is implicit in the droshe of Mechododin. Mechododin is expressive of the mitzvah of Yedias HaTorah, not of Isaskes B'Torah. That's how it is. But I thought about it, and it seems to me that even according to the Ram, and even Alibi de Mandoma, that Krishme is the Reis. So mainly the posik of Shom Bechol Komecho is not expressive of the mitzvah Talmud Torah, is expressive. So still, there are two mitzvahs. Now, but both mitzvahs are not Mefurish B'Torah, according to Mandoma Krishma Derais. So one mitzvah is the droshe of Vishinantom Shivetirom Chodon Bificho, Tirom Chodon Bificho, and the other mitzvah is the mitzvah of Gisa B'Yim Olayla. True, for Gisa B'Yim Olayla is a posik in Yoshua, in Novi Hashem L'Chadish Dovo, but just because in Novi Hashem L'Chadish Dovo. So that means that this posik itself is included in Vishinantom. So in other words, there are two Chiyuvim in Vishinantom. Both are not Mefurish B'Torah. Why aren't both Mefurish B'Torah? Because the mitzvah that is Mefurish B'Torah is a mitzvah of teaching his own Torah, not that he himself should learn Torah. But the Vogiso itself, the Vogiso, B'Yemo V'Laylo, is declaratory of the mitzvah that is implicit, even though it's not Mefurish, in Vishnantom. So there are two mitzvahs implicit in Vishnantom, not Mefurish. But they are implicit in Vishinantom. One is Yedias HaTorah and one is Saskator, like all the other shit. But then the question arises, so why does the Ram say here that Shari Chayev Kolodom, Mistabli de Lavdavki de Bochem Mifta, Shari Chayev Kolodom, Lil Meitom Yedim Belailo Kifikirche, ואמרינו בפרקם בדקדושים, תראה רבון משננתו, שלוותירו מחדון מפיחו. So, why does he say, so he mentions only the droshe of מחדון מפיחו, that's a mitzvah of Yedias HaTorah. Now, so in order to understand this Ran, we have to understand the two Rishinis in Rashi. Rashi has here two Rishinis. Now let's see. Let's say, be midayik in Rashi's Roshni. Valimush bevelim basinai. Dichsi vishinantom. Ditzor chodom vishnis v'teirom. Now, that means mechodol mifichom. So if Rashi didn't say, so then you could say that when Rashi says, he means he's asking the Teiro, not the Deir Satira. Because after all, Rashi doesn't even mention the whole Russian of the Gemara in Kedushin. Mechudon mifichos shimishal chodo. Altigam geim alamel miyad. In other words, that implies a mitzvah, not just of learning. A person could learn 20 hours a day, but if he doesn't concentrate so much as to know it thoroughly, so he's not mekayim the mitzvah of the material mechudon mifichos. Now, so if Rashi didn't say lishna achina, we could say that in as much as Rashi doesn't quote the whole Loshna Gmore of Mechudon Mifichon, just says, Dechsi Vishinandu Yitzor Chodom Lishnes Beteiro, that this too means Hisaskes, not Yidiyas Ateiro. But, in view of the fact that Rashne says, Lishna Achine, Valemush Bevin Mar Sinai, Dechsi Vuyom Usif Ratera Zeh, the Posik of Agiso. The Posik of Agiso is certainly expressive of Hisaskes, not of Yidiyas Ateiro, not of Yidiyas Ateiro. So, and this is a Posik in Yeshua, so we have to say that this posik of Liyomush is declaratory of the mitzvah of Mishnantom. So then the question arises, what is the difference between the first Loshen and the second Loshen? So we must say, the first Loshen, Rashi emphasizes the aspect of Yediyas HaTorah. In the second Loshen, Rashi emphasizes the aspect of Hisaskes HaTorah, not Yediyas HaTorah. So we have to understand what apparently Rashi had two shittes. That's why whenever Rashi or any Rishin has two Rishines, it means there's a certain question and there are two shittes on it. That's why he mentions two Rishines. Now let's see. Rashi doesn't explain it like the Ran. The Ran is apparently a Yochid in explaining that Gemara. So that way. So Rashi explains it like all the other Rishonim, that the Gemara doesn't mean it put a nafshei of the mitzvah mfureshes, but not put a nafshei in the mitzvah shenim mfureshes, but it means put a nafshei ligamre. Because he can be mekayim the mitzvah of Hisaskes b'Torah with Kriya Sitim HaTorah. And so why does the Gemara mention Kriya Shach Melachis? Because under certain circumstances, in a hardship situation, so even the Kriya Shach is considered as Kriya Sitim HaTorah. If it's not a hardship situation, if he has ample time, so then Kriya Shma Shachris V'Alvis does not constitute Kriya Sitim. But where it's mitzvah kol nafshei, if it's a hardship situation, he has no time, he has to work, he has to do something, so then it's considered Kriya Sitim HaTorah. But in final analysis, boye put nafshei b'kriya shachris v'alvis means Kriya Sitim HaTorah. Sometimes we require a more substantial Kriya Sitim HaTorah, and sometimes even this minimum is considered a Kriya Sitim HaTorah. So this is how Rashi explains. Kim di boy put nafshei b'kriya shachris v'alvis. Di chivin di ko Kriya Shma kiyem liyomush. Di omar Reb Shimon ben Yochoyim miseches Menaches. Kol hakiri Kriya Shma Shachris v'arvis harizeki mitzvah sal yomush. So what is mentioned? The posik in Yeshua. Then he says, "Toch kini dibo v'chivin di boy pota nafshe mivishinamtom b'kriya shma diyetsi beyidach vosei meisi shvo dar sinai mishimoche ki oma esh neperik ze lehave mushma boche dichvo pota nafshe v'aroche cholovshu." So he begins his posik v'kat v'siyem b'chovyes. Rashi begins here in explaining the terrors of the Gemara. He begins with the posik in Yeshua. So in other words, posik in Yeshua is certainly expressive of the aspect of Hisaskes b'Torah, not Yediyas HaTorah. And then he concludes, v'chim di bo'i potanav shem yishinanto. So the answer is, because what Gisor, which is a positive in Yeshua, could not be an independent mitzvah. It's only declaratory of a mitzvah in the Torah. Which mitzvah in the Torah? Mishnantum. So the answer is, so there are two mitzvahs in Mishnantum. One is Mechudot Mificho, and one is Mishnantum, that he has to be Shenim B'Teiro, he has to be Misasek B'Teiro. So then the question arises, so what is the significance of the two separate Lishayas Rashi? Now, the Ritva and Mekiyese, now the Ritva and the Mekiyese, they say, Vamrinam Bidmor, Al Hot Rav Gidl Bas Raise, Al Mush Bemar Sinai, Maiko Mashal Shor Lizuz and Apshe. Hani der Rabbi Luka Mais, und ma drin und dichim die Boi pa tanafshe mit Kirchen Shachis wa Arvis, chai le Shua Alei, pi de Shod amrin und die Boi pa tanafshe mit Kirchen Shachis wa Arvis, vi nofik mechim es logiso, chai le Gulef Shalei, tvei, she tzorech li ishtadu tzas ayin bi parnesosei, ho la avoch eloi mifta. So what's the pshat, the plain pshat, la avoch eloi mifta, in other words, like the Rambam, maybe the Ritva Shitte is more than the Rambam, all right, but it could be like the Rambam, kvi asidi, but, bimokim do yefshea, so Kirchen Shma Shachis wa Arvis is also kvi asidi. Then he has another Rosh. When he read the forest, the love daf can look at Kriya Shema. Elo leima, the Shuas Vokisa Vyim Lailo. Shuas means the Chiyuv of Vokisa Vyim Lailo. Haine she yisasik b'teiro b'chol mokim she yirtze. B'teiro she b'chsav o ishe ba'o pe. Ve'in imush ba'o perik ze ba'o misechte zu. Hilkar b'nish ba'o inoda b'ferik ze. Oy b'misechte zu, chayu mechayle. Hare ze ki mishenish ba'o sheyichol pas ayeim. והכי נשבע שיהיה חוקי כזו היהים, דחי לו עליי שבו יש לי יונאנה, דלאבה לא, so suppose someone took ישועה, שיהיה חופס היהים. Any pass can be this loaf of bread, it can be that loaf of bread, it can be any loaf of bread you can think of. But then he took another שבועה, and he says that he has to eat after this loaf of bread. So then, we are not going to say in Shuo Cholal Shuo. Why? Because the second Shuo has an additional element that the first Shuo did not possess, namely, the eating of this specific bread. So if he hadn't taken the second Shuo, he could eat any bread and be Mikami Shuo. Now that he took the second Shuo, he has to eat after this bread. ואכן יש יכול כי אזו עיין בחיו השבוע שני ונעמד לו אבל לא ישתה בקבייסה אלא הכל לא חמישי יוצא והבזוקה יצא בו וזה נראה לי לך Now, he says, oh, the Mekayese, the boy put an afshay, he took a mushbal pirig zeru al misechtezu. So let's say, if he took a shwe to learn bom mitziye, so he could be mekayim lemisot tamoteo by learning bom kama, he doesn't have to learn bom mitziye. Vihodi nokat, but the nafshe b'krishme mishim d'hoch he yisem shil menochitz kim she korod um krishme shachiz v'arvis kim yisitru yomush avu dua vokhe motel mitrutze v'mechay yivyo mitperik zeh u'misech tezu mamesh u'chiyu dobro shus mamesh u'loche chay l'shual. Now the question arises, this pshat seems to be so reasonable and so obvious. I mean, how could anyone argue with this? I mean, this seems to be so sound. After all, I mean, of course one can be mekayim the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, no matter a person could not learn Kol HaTorah Kuli in 1 hour, in 1 day. So why is he Mushma Bar Sinai? Why is he Mushma Bar Sinai? He's not in Mushma Bar Sinai after this perek. He wants to learn this perek now, but he could learn another perek. It seems to be very reasonable. And the Ran definitely rejects that pshat. Because if the Ran, because the Ran was bothered, how can we say Trish is Mikayim, Trish Meshach is Barbis, Hari Chai Kolom Dil Metomit Yim Elay Lo Kifikei? Fine, but he doesn't have to learn Perek Zeh, and because of that, the Ran has to explain the Gemara on the basis of the Shittes Rambam, that when it's Nishba, when it's Nishba and Dovah Shem Mifurish Bato, even though it's in the Raiseh, so the Shvui Nishchal, why does he have to resort to all that? Why didn't the Ran explained it simply, the way the second Lashon in the Ritva explains it. That seems to be very simple. Now the question is not only against the Ran. The question is against all the Rishonim who don't say what the Ritva says. But at least in respect to the other Rishonim, they're not mechadish, such a big chiddush. But the Ran, because of the difficulty, he had in the Gemara, so he had to be mechadish such a big chiddush. Why? Because he was disturbed by this Gemara. How does the Gemara say kim di boi potanafshi? And because of that, so he had to be mechadish such a chiddush that it doesn't mean he could patter himself. He could patter himself of the mitzvah mefarashes, but he certainly couldn't patter himself or the mitzvah that he is implicitly droshim. Why? He could patter himself of everything by learning another perik. He could learn Yom Balayla, another perik. So we have to say now, so apparently the Ran Shiti is, the Ran and all those Rishonim who don't say what the Ritva and Mugi Yosef say. So they hold that even though he could learn another perik, but since there is a chiyuv to learn kolatere kule mitzat from the point of view of the aspect of yediyas haTorah, so if a certain Jew, now I know a certain Rav who happens to be a big Lamban, I mean he learned in Europe in yeshivas, he doesn't live in Chicago, he lives in New York, but in America, so he learns every year and several times a year Miseches Beitzim. The man never studied in the regular way any other Mesechta for the last 30 years. Only Mesechta Beitzim, but of course, from time to time, he's a big London. So he looks into other Gemara too, sometimes he passes in Shilas. But this is the Gemara that he learns regularly. And he makes his Sira Miseches Beitzim 5 times a year, and the next year the same thing. So from the point of view of a Gisebe Yenu Alayla, of course he can be Mikayim. From the point of view of Vishinanto, it's true that even if one learns 1,000 times Miseches Beitzeh, so if he learns it again, he'll learn something new. But how about the other Miseches? There has to be a certain parity. I mean, so since there is aloche of Shinanto, so there has to be a certain parity. Not that he should study 1,000 times Miseches Beitzeh and learn Miseches Vochim just once. So that means, so from the point of view of Mishinantam, Shidivretero, Mechadon, Meficho, he's not Mikai. So in other words, he's Mechuyev to learn everything. But we cannot tell him, you learn this today. He can decide for himself what he learned today. But he has to learn everything. So Mimele, the Shitas Haran is, that also comes within the Halochi of lo yidiyachol dvorei, dvorei nemechel, avol mechel lechefti shamayim, avol mechel lechefti shamayim, so that shvuye, in other words, you see, because nishma lekayim sa mitzveh depends upon nishma lebatal sa mitzveh. Because why is there no kol? But nishma lekayim sa mitzveh, because it's lesser b'laveh. Why is it lesser b'laveh? Because nishma lebatal sa mitzveh, there is no kol, is not chal. So in other words, the important consideration is whether it comes within the halacha of dvorin emeichel al meichel chavti shemayim. So that's the drosh. Dvorin emeichel al meichel chavti shemayim. In other words, nishbal vatal sa mitzvah is not chal. Is not chal. There's no chalaisim. So memele, the shita saran apparently is that even though where there is a mitzvah that has to be done not in 1 minute, in 1 hour, in 1 day, but in the course of a long time, and you have to do it, it involves many asiyas. It involves many asiyas. I mean, the mitzvah of Vishnantash Devatirim Chodom Mificho involves an indefinite number, an inexhaustible number of maisim. Kol Mechayov, as long as he lives. So, but he's mechuyev to learn everything. He's mechuyev to learn. So he's mechuyev to learn the Dorim, he's mechuyev to learn the Mitzir, he's mechuyev to learn the Pasuk, the Kama, everything. Every Inyan HaTorah he's mechuyev to learn. Now, so since he's mechuyev to learn everything, so Mimele, if he takes his Shvuyeh And one of the things that he's mechuyev to learn, even though he will not be an avarian if he will not learn this inyan today. He can learn this inyan a year from now. And from now until a year from now, he'll learn something else. But it is chavtei shemayim. If something is a mitzvah kiyumis, that is not a mitzvah kiyumis, so that doesn't come within the category of chavtei shemayim. Chavtei shemayim